Storytime with Posey, episode 2. Episode 2, my nigga, we taking this shit to Houston. We going to Texas for episode 2, like, no. Yeah. Episode 2 is in Houston. All my Houston niggas stand up. Acres Home stand up. Fifth Ward stand up. South Park stand up. Galveston. Matter of fact, the whole Texas stand up. Dallas. Galveston, Waco. Austin stand up. Episode 2, we taking this bitch to Texas. Yeah. Post something up. This is gonna be one of my, if you're a truck driver, you know what I'm saying? Really strapped, man. This one gonna be longer. You know what I'm saying? Y'all really gonna have to listen, man. Y'all really just really ride with me. If you just at the computer, you at the gym, really just relax and just come to Texas with me. All my Texas niggas, y'all already home, so yeah. Episode 2. Diamonds all in your face. Posey. So I got it. Let's get into this shit. So, 99, 2000. My mama used to work at this healthcare place called Owen back in the day. So, Owen was stationed in LA, in Orange County, and my mom had got a promotion. So, my mom had let us know that the promotion was gonna move us to Texas, to Houston, Texas, to be exact. The outskirts of Houston, Texas, actually. It wasn't in Houston, Texas. Outskirts. So my mom let us know. I was about 10, 11. My mom let us know. Leave my little brother know. We moving to Houston. You know what I'm saying? And we California kids. We've been living there since we was that age. So we're moving to Houston. You know what I'm saying? I cried a little bit because I'm gonna be leaving my friends and shit. But shit, it's a new look. You know what I'm saying? Moving to Houston. My mama let us know we're moving to Houston. It was right in the summer, so that was, and I had just finished the fifth grade, so that means when we moved to Houston, I would be starting middle school. My mama was telling me, like, it ain't no fit. My mama is, I got a young mama, you know what I'm saying? So my mama hit, my mama was just a young mother, you know what I'm saying? She was like in her 20s when we was doing all this. She had just turned 30, so. Mama was hip, like, let me know, like, son, when we get to be, you finna be in sixth grade. It ain't no more being in one class. When you go to Texas, you finna be in the sixth grade going to middle school with thousands of kids. You gotta make friends. You gotta start talking. You gotta start learning how to mingle. Mama was telling me this. So we packed all our shit. Matter of fact, my mama, to make things better though, for us, because we love our grandma. My mama said, Yanny moving with y'all. Yanny, my grandma. Yanny gonna move out there with us. My mama's such a real nigga, she moved my grandma out there with us. So, got the U-Haul. Mind you, it was just me, my mom, my little brothers, and my grandma. Two strong black women. Got a U-Haul, you know what I'm saying? Got everything we needed. Got our couches. Got everything. We packed the U-Haul. We got my uncles. They helped us pack it up. They followed us in another U-Haul to Texas, and we moved to Texas. We moved to Houston, Texas, man. Right on the outskirts. Moved everything in. And was relaxed. First night, relaxed. Second day, when we woke up, my mama said, we going to Acres Home. Acres Home is on the north side of Houston. If you're from Houston, you know Acres Home. That's in the hood. You know what I'm saying? We going to visit my cousin Bam, my little cousin Bam. Well, he was older than me. We going to visit Bam and his mama, Teresa. My mama said we getting up in the morning to go visit Bam and Teresa. I ain't know who they was. We wake up, put on our clothes, head to Acres Homes. We in the hood, you know what I'm saying? We go to Teresa's house. A nigga with a fucking fade with designs on the side walk up to me. What's the deal? I said, what's up, man? Like, I'm Bam. I'm your big cousin. So, all right, cool. What grade you in? I'm going to the eighth. Said, what school you going to? Going to your school, nigga. All right, cool, nigga. He was like, come on. We went to the back, went to the room. He was in there with some other nigga that looked like a street nigga, Texas nigga kid, eighth grader. Sitting next to him. Niggas was playing Resident Evil. Nigga went, he told the other niggas, like, it's my cousin, shake his hand. Other nigga put his hand up, what's the deal? Shook the nigga hand. Nigga band was like, so what school are you going to? I said, I don't even know. I think it's called Spring Forest. Like, nigga, that's my school, nigga. Hey, you good. Whatever you need up there, you good. You already got your shoes, you got your ball fade. When you getting your head cut, man? He walking me through everything I need to do. Y'all got your uniforms? Like, nah, I don't have my uniform. We barely got to Texas. Bro, you gotta get your uniform, man. Man, like, you gotta get the uniform. So this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go in this East Bay. He had an East Bay magazine right there. I'm gonna tell you what shoes you gotta get, bro. I'm gonna tell you, man, you gotta get these. Flip the page. Went to these. I don't know why, but I don't know why these shoes were so popular. Maybe it was, I don't know, Texas. Y'all gotta let me know. But that year I was there, 99-2000, the Air Max Plus was one of the most popular shoes for my school, at least, for where I was going to school at. So flip the page, go to the Air Max Plus. These the shoes you gotta get, bruh. These. It was a page on East Bay Magazine with like all the colors of Air Max Plus. And nigga said, these the shoes, bruh. Tell your mama get you these. I'm a matter of fact, here. Nigga ripped the paper out the East Bay. Fold that up, put it in your pocket, get that to your mama. It's all right. When I see you at school, you better have them shoes on, bruh. I said, okay. Make sure you get your ball fade. Ball fade was this hairstyle that they rock in Texas. I don't know if they still doing, but that time, you have to have a ball fade with designs. You gotta have designs, too. You can't just have a ball fade. You have to have designs. So, nigga said, I'm gonna tell your mama where to go get your ball fade, man, and we gonna get you right before school. We're gonna get you right. So, like, all right, cool. You know what I'm saying? So, I sit there, watch them play Resident Evil for like an hour, and they turn the radio on, and they let it play. And you know, Texas, they got a station called The Box, and The Box is really for Texas. Like the songs that they play the regular shits that you hear, like the regular joints, but they play a lot of Texas music. I don't, at least back then, they played it. Wanna be a baller, shot caller, 20-inch blades on the Impala. You know what I'm saying? They play that. But the song that was specifically popular, at least when I was there, that all the niggas wanted to learn the verses to, was this song called Diamonds in Your Face by this artist named C-Note featuring Lil Flip. Not the Flip with the braids. It's still Lil Flip, but this is the young Lil Flip when he was one of them niggas. Like, he ain't had no braids or nothing. Song called Diamonds All in Your Face. Diamonds all in your face. On third coast to swinging bird. Niggas would be listening to that all the time. Like, that's what. So them niggas listen to that. Playing Resident Evil. Just shine, just shine, just shine, just shine for me. We rolling 20 inches on the bird. They listen to that. Bam and his homie playing Resident Evil, and they kept putting on repeat. They kept putting the song on repeat. Just shine, just shine, just shine, just shine for me. We rolled 20 inches on the bird. And they was going back and forth trying to learn like a Lil Flip verse. Because Lil Flip had the second verse on the song. Diamonds twinkle like a star. Sip and drink, we call it ball. Blue, black, and red, don't touch my car. Clover G's is what we are. Bam and Trey was sitting there the whole time trying to learn the verse. You know what I'm saying? And they didn't know the verse. Like, they kept fucking up. Diamond twinkle like a star. Sip and drink. Fuck, bruh. They kept fucking up. So, I sat there and watched the niggas for hours do that. You know what I'm saying? Watched the niggas for hours fuck up this verse and keep putting the song on repeat. Just shine, just shine, just shine, just shine for me. Kept putting that bitch on repeat. So I'm like, all right. Okay, I see this is the most popular song here. Okay. Let me take a mental note of that. Diamonds all in your face. Okay, cool. So, get up. About to go. My mama like, come on. It's time to go. We about to go home. Damn, before I left, the nigga man was like, see you at school, make sure your mama take you, get you your uniform, man, ball fade with the Air Maxes, man, we gonna, you know. I said, cool, all right, we good. Next day, all right, I just fast forward a couple weeks. My mama, we wake up in the morning, my mama like, we gotta get y'all school clothes, get up. Me and my little brother's in the third grade, get up. Gotta get y'all school clothes. It's time. It was a Saturday. Get y'all asses up. You're going to the Galleria. Y'all get $100 a piece to get y'all shoes. And y'all gonna get y'all uniform. We're gonna take us to the Galleria. Is this big ass mall in Houston with a skating rink. It's on the south side of Houston. Take y'all to the Galleria to get y'all shoes. I mean, to get y'all uniforms. And then we're gonna go to this other place to get y'all shoes. Y'all get $100 a piece for the shoes, for the uniforms. I take care of it. Like, cool. Hop in the Suzuki with my mama. My mama had a Suzuki out there. Hopped in it. Went to the Galleria. Got the uniforms. Now, the uniform, we had to wear uniforms at school, but you could get a whole bunch of variations of the uniforms. You could have beige pants with a red shirt, blue pants with a green shirt, what other color pants? Black pants with a white shirt. Like, you could mix it with variations with the uniform shit, so... Mama got every variation for me and my little brother, every. My mama always made sure we was them niggas. Like, that's one thing about my mama, always made sure we was them niggas. Like, because mom was young, whatever the popular shoe that niggas was wearing, that's what y'all getting. That's what y'all getting. And all them J's is in, them Jordan 8s, go ahead. I had a young mama, you know what I'm saying? She had miseducation in the whip. Erykah Bob doing a whip pop album. We rolling. Nothing. We leaving the Galleria. We going to the place that Bam told us to get the ball fade. We headed to that thing. Pull up to the barbershop. Get the ball fade. You know what I'm saying? Get a crispy ball fade with a design. My little brother got a zigzag on the side. I got some swirly shit on the side of my shit. Get the ball fade. Next door to the barbershop, it's a beauty supply store, right? My mama said, y'all got brushes? Y'all got wave caps? I said, nah, we don't. I never had a wave cap, by the way. My mama wanted us to get a wave cap to get waves. So y'all got brushes. And I keep saying my mama's young. So she was young. You know what I'm saying? So she's like, I got brushes, y'all got a wave cap? I said, nuh-uh. Okay, we're going to go in here and get y'all brushes and a wave cap. Went inside the beauty supply store, and we got the brushes, we got the wave cap. Now, when you, like, at the front where you go to pay for shit, it was a whole bunch of shoes at the front that looked just like the shoes that Bam told me to get, these Air Max Pluses. Now, like, when I seen the shoe picture, I was a kid, so... When Bam showed me this picture of these shoes, I didn't even look at the, like, they was Nike. I just like, oh, they just shoes that look like that. So, the beauty supply store had these fake ass ones at the front of the counter, like, in all colors. So, I'm like, mama, them the shoes Bam told us to get, them, the fake ass Air, like, by the way, these are fake ass Air Max. My mama looking at me like, you sure these the shoes? I said, yeah, them. Bam said, get them. She's like, she asked the lady, like, how much is these shoes? Lady said, $10. Mama said, you sure? He said, get these shoes. I said, yeah, them the ones. I got the picture. I'm going to show you the picture and get in the car. She said, y'all got $100 a piece. You sure you want these? I said, yeah. He said, all right, get five of them a piece. Get your little brother five, you get five. I'm like, all right, cool. I get extremely happy because they $10. I need the red. I need the white. I need the black. I need the green. I need the blue. I need the yellow. I get all the colors. My little brother, too. My mama like, you sure these the shoes? I'm like, mama, yeah. Grab all them bitches. We come out the store acting like we hit a lick. We come out the beauty supply store with a fucking whole bunch of shoes. Acting like we hit a lick, not knowing that the bitch inside, the clerk, hit a fucking lick on us with these fake ass shoes. So we get back in the car, we bag the shoes in the car. I'm like, mama, see, these the shoes. Pulled out the East Bay picture that Bam gave me. Showed my mama. My mama recognized they was Nike, the ones that I showed her from the East Bay picture. She like, all right. She ain't want to embarrass me and tell me that I got some fake ass fucking shoes in the back. She's like, all right, these is okay. Well, I'm going to still get you these. And it's pictured. But okay. Basically telling me, I'm going to still get you the real ones later, but we going to let you ride with these fake ass shoes for the first week of your school. I'm going to still, she said, I'm going to still get you these when I get my check. And we'll get the other ones, all right? I said, all right, cool. I said, cool. I want that color too. Not knowing that those the real ones and I got the fake ass ones in the back. So we get back to the house. Sunday, I'm excited. The whole Sunday, I'm excited, man. Pull my clothes out. I remember Bam told us to make sure our pants were starched because in Texas, his pants got to be heavy starch. You got to starch them and crease them bitches. So I'm up the whole Sunday. When I got up on Sunday morning, I put my clothes out. Kept brushing the ball fade all day Sunday. When it was time to go to bed, I kept looking at the clothes. Me and my little brother had a bunk bed. And my mama bought us like a kid pool table. I put the fucking clothes on the pool table. I kept getting up, looking at my clothes, brushing my hair, looking at all my fucking shoes, like looking at all my fake ass Air Maxes, brushing my hair, like, yeah, I'm finna really body niggas tomorrow. Couldn't wait to get up. I'm finna body niggas tomorrow. So I'm looking at my shoes and shit. Kept getting up in the middle of the night. I couldn't even sleep. My nigga tossing and turning. Get up. Fake go to the bathroom. Fake get some water. Looking at my clothes. Can't wait to get up. Finally time to get up. I fake. My mama come in there. It's time to get up. I fake act like I'm fake acting like I'm waking up. Been up the whole night. Okay. I got me. All right, mama. Let me go get some. Let me go brush my teeth. Already really up, but faking with the fake. You know the fake sleep voice. Let me brush my teeth. Get up, brush my teeth, do what I gotta do. Can't wait to put on this fucking fit. Beige pants, creased with it. Because my grandma had creased them bitches. Creased, beige pants with the white uniform shirt. And I'm finna really fuck niggas up. I got the white fake ass Air Maxes. I don't know they fake yet though. Got the white Air Maxes on. I was like, I'm about to body niggas one tight get to school bad. Badly. White with the white. My little brother throw on a, because my little brother's school had to wear navy shirts with a beige pants. Beige pants, and like, that was their uniform. So my little brother didn't fucking care. Kid, third grader. So he just throwing whatever. Hop in a Suzuki. We headed to my little brother elementary to drop him off first. Drop my little brother off. My mama walked in with him. I stay in the car. She come back. We hit that corner. My school right around the corner for my little brothers. Hit that corner. Pulled up right in front of the middle school. It looked big as hell because this is my first day in middle school. It looked big as hell. All sees a whole bunch of kids in groups. Like, we put up in the front. All sees a whole bunch of kids in groups because all these kids knew each other from elementary. All the sixth graders. They all knew each other. So you see a whole bunch of kids in groups. I hop out the car with the white, with the ball fade. White shirt, beige pants, white shoes. Hop out immediately. Mama pulled off. I don't know who to kick it with because I don't have no friends here. So I'm like, all right, I got a plan. Any nigga that got on these shoes, these Air Maxes, that's who I'm going to kick it with. Still not knowing I got no fake ass Air Maxes. Any nigga that got on these shoes, that's who I'm going to go stand by. I'm going to kick it with them niggas. So I see a group of like, these kids like the popular kids, you could tell. A group of niggas, this tall ass nigga with big ears and like a whole bunch of other niggas over there. So I'm like, and they all got on the Air Maxes, different colors. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go stand by them. That's who I'm gonna go stand by. So I get up, I walk over to them niggas. So I just stand by them and just listen to them. Finally, the tall nigga with the big ears in the group was like, hey, what's them hoes you got on? I said, the Air Maxes. He said, lift your pants up. Lifted my pants up. Starched ass pants, lifted them up. He said, you say them hoes Air Maxes, huh? I said, yeah. He said, them hoes fake as hell. When he said that, Every nigga in that extra section started laughing. I wanted to cry, my nigga. Every nigga in that section started fucking laughing. Now niggas is busting up laughing, doing me bad. Niggas was laughing for like five minutes straight. Going in on me, doing me filthy. Nigga, the whole them, man got on them fake ass Air Maxes, bruh. Like, I don't know what them boys. And boy, why you talk like that? Cause I talk proper, I'm from California, so it was weird to them. You know what I'm saying? I talk super proper. Why you talk like that, boy? I said, I'm not from here. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man. You gonna have to get it together. So why this nigga talking to me, the tall nigga? Cause now they been laughed at me, but now he starting to be cool with me a little bit. Like, cause niggas is noticing, like, I'm not from here. You know what I'm saying? They clowning me, roasting me, but then they kind of calm down, like, so you say you from Cali, bruh? Like, trying to be my friend. Now, while he's trying to be my friend, from this corner side view, I see my little cousin walking up. I mean, not my little cousin, my big cousin, Bam, walking up, who's now an eighth grader. Bam walking up from the side. And then Bam was like, hey, why these nigga was laughing at you? I said, they were just laughing at my shoes. Cause they not the rat, the Air Maxes. He said, let me see. Lifted my pants up a band. He said, oh man. He said, what one of them were laughing at you? I said, oh, the tall one with the big ears. Band was like, all right. Band walked up to the nigga, tall one with the big ears. He said, hey man, what's your name, man? What grade you in? Tall nigga with the big ears that was talking to me was like, my name Mouse. I'm in the sixth grade in my first day. My cousin Ben was like, this when I found out Ben was like the Suge Knight, Jay Prince of this fucking school. Like, he was the most powerful street nigga at this school. This the day I found out. Ben grabbed Mouse ears, pulled him down. Hey man, you see that boy over there with them fake ass Air Max that y'all see? It's my little cousin. And I go upside nigga head body. You know, man? Nigga Mouse was like, yeah. Mouse about to cry low key. This is a kid getting harassed by an eighth grader. So just keep that in mind. Pulling his ears. Mouse like, yeah. All right, man. It's my cousin. So don't play with him. Then a nigga Bam kicked Mouse's leg and tripped that nigga hard as fuck. That nigga Mouse had a red uniform shirt on. Nigga fell hard as fuck on the grass. Badly, like the grass in front of the school. Fell so hard, hit his head on the ground so hard that his nose started bleeding. So his nose bleeding. Bam picked him back up. You better not tell nobody either, nigga. I ain't playing with you, man. If I catch you doing anything to my cousin, bruh, don't come see about you. My nigga, I'm traumatized. Like, damn, this how niggas is just this ruthless out here? Because I ain't never been through no shit. I'm coming straight from fifth grade from California, where niggas is chilling, where niggas is cooling at. You know what I'm saying? I'm a kid. Nigga, Mouse get up like, all right, I ain't going to fuck with him, bro. You got it, man. Nigga, Bam, grab me up. Yo, you with me, man. Hey, you with me. Let me know every class. Let me get your schedule. I'm coming to get you every class. I'm going to walk you to every class. You with me. So the nigga grabbed me by the neck. Bam. Walked through the hallway with Bam. This is when I knew Bam was one of them niggas. Everybody speaking to Bam. Stopping talking to him. The chicks. The niggas. Bam. What's good? To the niggas. Yo, Bam, what's good, my nigga? Yo, what's good, bro? This is my little cousin. It's your little cousin? Everybody getting hyped. Like, because I'm Bam's little cousin. Bam, the toughest nigga at the school. I'm the little cousin of the toughest nigga at the school. Everybody, oh, this is little cousin. All the seventh graders and eighth graders is fucking with me, so I'm Bam's cousin. Yeah, this is my little cousin. He from California, so everybody got love for me. No sixth graders, though. Just seventh and eighth. So the bell ring. Bam walked me to first period. And I'm going to first period. I recognize who else is going in that same door I'm going in. Tall nigga Mouse with the big ears that just got his nose busted open and tripped and ears grabbed. everybody in the class, when we went in the first period, everybody like, yo, Mouse, what happened? That's why I know Mouse was the most popular nigga at the fucking school, like, in the sixth grade. Not the school, but in the sixth grade. Every nigga like, yo, Mouse, what happened? What happened? Nigga Mouse like, it ain't about nothing, man. Got into some stuff before school, man. It ain't about nothing. I'm just looking at him like, fresh white. I'm looking at him. I'm still fresh. Fake ass Air Maxes. Beige pants, crease with a white shirt, ball fade designs. Looking at Mouse like, I kind of feel like one of them niggas. Just got the most popular nigga touched. Kind of feel like one of them niggas a little bit, so. Yeah, I ain't. Hey, man, he's like, yeah, man, ain't nothing, man. You got some, I was hot, my nose started bleeding. I was a real nigga, because he kept it, he could have said, like, what really happened, but he kept it real, like, got hot, my nose started bleeding, got some blood on my shirt, my shoes, ain't about nothing. He tell the niggas, because I'm like, right next to where the table he at. But from that class, I knew I was doomed. If Mouse didn't fuck with me, nobody was going to fuck with me. So, my first period bell rings. I get out of first period. Bam is there. Bam taking me to the next period. Bam, being cool with my big cousin through the school, that first week and day, kind of ruined me. Because no sixth grader wanted to fuck with me. None of the sixth graders fuck with me. Only 7th and 8th because of Bam. So, I was a loner for the first, like, few days of school. Like, none of the sixth graders want to talk to me because Mouse, I knew if Mouse didn't fuck with me, I was doomed. None of the sixth graders want to talk to me. I was at lunch by myself, eating alone. I felt secluded from niggas, so. And it's all because of Bam. Bam wanted to protect me so much, so. Because I was such an oblivious dude. Like, I'm from California, I don't know what's going on. And I can't blame Bam. Want to protect me. I'm his little cousin, so. But that was fucking shit up for me. Niggas in sixth grade didn't want to fuck with me. So I was like, I gotta devise a plan. So Friday at lunch, I've been eating lunch by myself the whole week. And I will always look, it's just one table with Mouse and like a whole bunch of niggas, and they just be there, just up there, just at the table, just rapping and having fun, and I wanted to be over there, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, Friday, I'm gonna go sit over there and just see what they talking about, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna intrude their space. I'm gonna just sit over there, eat, and see what they talking about. So like I said, it was Friday. Bell ring to go to lunch. I go to Mouse and them table, not by them, but just a little bit, enough to hear niggas. Get my food, you know what I'm saying? Get my little, you know, that fucking, that ghetto ass food at these schools. Get my fucking nasty ass burger with the wrap on it and shit. Nasty ass fries. We had like some juice that was in like a triangle fucking paper cup. I don't know what the fuck it was. But anyway, get my food, you know what I'm saying? Let me go sit next to this popular table. See what they talk about. I go to the table and, I hear niggas, just talking. It was just talking, but it'll be a nigga beating on the table like this, right? Yeah. And I don't know if you ever heard like a Houston cipher, but it's how they rap in Houston. They go, man, hold up, drink in my cup, two on the slab, and I do the dab. Man, I got a clip, and I keep crib, and I fuck with crib, and they dump a clip. Niggas in this in a cipher, man, hold up, drink in my cup. All the little niggas was over there ciphering. Every nigga. Even Mouse. Mouse going off. Man, I got blue, car all blue, know some power rules. Nigga freestyling, so I'm just listening to him. I'm like, okay. Gotta check that off. That's what I gotta learn, how to do that. Then they start singing. Remember that song I said that Bam and his friend was listening to? They start singing the, diamonds all in your face. On third coast, it's slinging bird. They start singing that song. I'm listening. I'm like, oh, this the song Bam and his friend was playing when they was playing Resident Evil. Just shine for me. We rolled 20 inches on the bird. They singing that at the table. And everybody at the table was trying to get that little flip verse. Diamonds twinkle like star. Sip and drink, we call it ball. Blue like a red don't. Oh, fuck. They all fucking up. Everybody fucking up. Even Mouse. No, Mouse know how to do it. Mouse know how to say the whole verse. That's why he the popular nigga. He knows how to do everything. Diamonds twinkle like a star. Sip and drink, we call it ball. Blue like a red don't touch my car. Clover G's is what we are. He know the whole verse. So everybody looking at Mouse like, oh, Mouse know the whole Lil Flip verse. Lil Flip had the second verse, like I said, on the song. They just diamonds all in your face. So I'm like, all right, this what I'm going to do. This weekend, all I'm going to do is learn Diamonds All in Your Face, the C-No song. And I'm going to learn how to do the other thing they was doing, the freestyling shit. I'm going to learn that shit. And I'm going to learn Diamonds All in Your Face. That's my task for the weekend. And I'm going to get the real Air Max. My mom says you're going to get them for me. I'm going to get the real fucking Air Max. I'm going to learn Diamonds All in Your Face. And I'm going to learn to freestyle. How the Houston people do it. I'm going to call Bam. We're going to do it. We're going to put this plan together. So I'm like, all right. Friday. Saturday and Sunday. I'm going to do this. I go home. Like, when bell ring, I walk home. Go get my little brother. I had to go get my little brother every day and walk home, my little brother. So, get in the house, say what's up to my grandma, go upstairs, I have my radio upstairs, went to 97.9 The Box. 97.9 The Box is the radio station in Houston. That's the hip-hop station. So, I wait all day to Diamonds All in Your Face. Get a blank tape. Niggas wasn't outside back when we had to get the cassette tape and push play and record the reports on off the radio, but waited all day, waited all night. Finally, it came on. It's Diamonds All in Your Face. On Third Coast, it's swinging bird. I'm like, okay, play, record. Got it. I got it finally. Just shine, just shine, just shine, just shine for me. We rolling 20 inches on the bird. I was like, all right, I got it. Recorded it, recorded the whole song. Lil Flip verse. Got it finally at like 11 o'clock at night. I got it. I'm like, I'm gonna wake up in the morning, put my headphones in. I'm gonna learn this verse. I kid you not. I listened to this song all fucking day trying to learn a little Flip verse. Diamonds twinkle like a star. Sip and drink, we call it. Fuck. Diamonds twinkle like a star. Sip and drink, we call it ball. Blue, black, red, don't touch my. Oh my God. Kept fucking up. Oh, I did this all day. Probably for like 18 hours. My mama had to come eat. I'm upstairs. Diamonds twinkle like a star. Sip and drink, we call it ball. Blue, black, red, don't touch my. Ah. I go downstairs to eat. I'm eating. Diamonds twinkle, eating McDonald's. Diamonds twinkle like a star. Sip and drink, we call it ball. Blue like a red, don't touch my car. Over Jesus. Mama! I keep fucking up the verse. So I'm like, all right. I'm still, like, I keep repetitive. I keep repetition, repetition, repetition. Finally, I got it, my nigga. Like, mid-Saturday, I got the verse. I knew how to say it. I went to, my mama went to Teresa's house, which is Bam's mama. Went with my mama to Teresa's house, went to see Bam. I said, Bam, can you teach me how to freestyle? Like, how y'all be doing it at school? He was like, yeah. He say, his friend Trey start making the beat. They doing the beat. They do the beat. They do the beat. Look, I'm about to come down, down, selling down, time, time, two on the grip, grip, and a clip, clip, huh? He teaching me how to, you know what I'm saying, just maneuver, like how the Texas niggas do it with that bop. Now to come through, through, wearing all blue, blue, something. He teaching me how to do that, so we doing, he's teaching me. So I'm like, I think I got it. I'm like, my nigga, Monday, I'm finna kill niggas. Oh, and my mama took me to get the real Air Max. So I'm like, Monday, I'm coming with a whole different archetype, my nigga. Shout out to my 2K fans. I'm coming with a whole new archetype for niggas. the real Air Max. It's crispy ball, new ball fade. I'm new design. Like, I'm coming different. Like, I'm a Texas nigga now. So let's fast forward to lunch Monday. So we sitting there. I do the same thing I did that Friday. Go buy them niggas. They doing the same shit they did on Friday. About to come through, wearing all blue, something. They freestyling. So I kind of scoot over the niggas. I'm like, could I freestyle? They like, man, you can't freestyle, man. I was like, nah, I can do it. Nigga start beating on the table. It's an African nigga named Dikembe. He the nigga that do the beats all the time. So nigga start making a beat. I say, what I say? I done came down, selling down time, something by the pond, and a 4 pounds, and I got rhymes. I don't even remember what I was saying. I got rhymes. Niggas was like, got rhymes. All the niggas around the table like, okay. So I'm feeling like one of them niggas. I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm just freestyling. And my shoes, new Nike Air Max, and I keep it. Like, I'm just going off, low-key. Like, it's just coming out. That nigga Mouse get up like, that boy wrecking that hoe. That boy wrecking it. So, I scoot into the group. Like, now I'm in it. Like, I'm just sitting with niggas. And they just freestyling and talking about rap. So, here go the second half. Nigga Dikembe making the beat. And he starts singing. Diamonds all in your face. Now I'm excited. On third coast, you swinging bird. This the song I've been practicing all week, my nigga.
Just shine for me. We rolling 20 inches on the curb.
That nigga Mouse start rapping it. That nigga Mouse say. Diamond twinkle like a star. Sipping drink, we call it ball. Blue black, I join in. Blue black and red, don't touch my car. Clover G's is what we are. Pulling the bones and word of how. We ain't drunk, we swerving, y'all. I love the ball. I'm joining. Me and Mouse rapping together this verse. Niggas never heard a nigga besides Mouse that could rap the whole verse. We ain't drunk, we swerving, y'all. I love the ball up in the mall. See my ice when I smile. Ripping grams, showing black head. Peace and chain, I'm wearing back. I'm doing a whole verse with Mouse. We going stupid. We bodying it. Niggas like, oh, this nigga know the verse, man. Hold up. Niggas at the table like, oh, man. I'm hyped. Like, oh, my God, the plan was executed. That nigga Mouse, after we finished a little flip verse, the nigga hugged me up like, man. Lunch bell ring. Nigga like Mouse, like, come on, man. Walk to the next class. When the school was over, nigga came to get me from my class, man. Nigga walked home with me. Like, we figured out we lived next to each other, like, a little bit. Nigga became my guy after that. Off of that, knowing that shit. That whole group became my guys. But Mouse became one of my good friends, man. He would teach me shit about Houston. So, nigga just became my man. Come over, play 64. Because my mom used to spoil me. I had a 64 and a PlayStation. Niggas ain't had both. I had both, so. I had 64. I had all the games. 64 PlayStation. Nigga pull up on me, play the game. Like, that was my nigga. So, this is where shit get left, though. He was my nigga, but this is where shit get left. Now, disclaimer. In a lot of these story times, I'm not going to always be the good guy. You know what I'm saying? I didn't did a lot of... When I was a kid, I didn't do a lot of sucker shit to niggas, man. As a kid, though. A lot of sucker shit. So, this is where the sucker shit come in now. Alright. So, it was a girl named Felicia, right? I thought Felicia was like the popular... In our grade 6, Felicia was the one. Like, this is the main chick. She the one everybody want. Of course... It only makes sense for her to be with Mouse, right? But I liked her so much. But I kept hearing that at school, you'll be hearing like, yo, Felicia like Mouse. Felicia like Mouse. But I like Felicia. Like, I ain't say it though. I like Felicia. I'd be at home sad as shit. I don't wanna be without you. Throwing that Leon. Be without you. I don't wanna go without you. Go without you. Nigga at home listening to all type of R&B shit. I don't wanna be alone. You niggas wasn't outside when that was out, but yeah, niggas listen to Leah and all type of shit, sad as shit. Like, damn, I want this girl, but she won't Mouse. My nigga sad. So I'm looking for any reason to be mad at Mouse. Cause I'm just tight. Like, I don't even want to be the nigga friend no more. Cause I'm just so in my feelings. So Mouse trying to, yo, what's up, man? Trying to talk to me at school. Like, nigga, I wouldn't even go to that table no more. I'd eat by myself. Be with Bam with the eighth graders and shit. Like, I was like, I'm trying to. I knew Felicia liked Mouse, and Mouse was about to try to close the deal with Felicia, so I was trying to stay away from niggas. Like, I was in my feelings. Then I hear Mouse and Felicia start going together, so I'm really in my feelings. So guess what I do? I'm a sixth grader, though. Remember that. I'm a kid with a kid brain, and I'm petty. I'm like, I got to get Mouse lined up. I got to get Mouse beat up in front of his girlfriend. I have to do something to Mouse. Something has to happen to this nigga. I'm mad. Like, I feel like he throwing it in my face. He wasn't, but I felt like it. How can I get Mouse lined up? A light bulb came on my head. Remember what Bam told me? Any nigga that mess with my cousin, man, I'm going upside their head. What you think I'm finna do? I'm finna lie to Bam and say, Mouse mess with me. And what Bam gonna do to Mouse? Go upside his head. So I'm sitting in my room on Sunday, sad as shit. Jagged Edge in the background. You change, and I that girl that used to do things. Well, yeah, I like it. It's a damn shame. Listen to Jagged Edge. Hang up the phone. I grab the phone. Call my Auntie Teresa. Is Bam there? She's like, hold up, Bam. Nigga, Bam, come grab a phone. What's up, cuz? Hey, cuz, remember, you know, Mouse? He stole some money from me. Lying to Bam. He stole some money from you. I said, yeah, he stole some money from me, man. And he threatened me. He said I couldn't get it back. Nigga, Bam, like, all right, man, well, What time y'all go to school in the morning then? I said, my mama used to drop us off at like 7. Tell your mama come school me, man. We're going up there. Like, I got it. Don't worry about it. I said, all right, cool. They're going to come get you in the morning. So be ready by 6:30. All right. Because he lived like Acres Homes, like I said. So he lived in the hood. He went to school in the suburbs. He lived in the hood. So, like, all right. Hang up the phone. I'm happy. Ooh, a bitch, suck-ass, bitch-ass nigga. I'm happy. Ooh, I can't wait to see this nigga get beat up bad. Like, I keep my man. It's my man. Ooh, I can't wait to this nigga get his ass whooped. So, I get up in the morning happy as shit. Ooh, this nigga like his ass beat. I'm happy. 6 o'clock in the morning. We get Bam. We drop my little brother off at school. We hit that cone in the Suzuki. My mom let me and Bam out. My mama pull off. Mouse and all the niggas, sixth grade, popping niggas is in the front of the school in a circle. Felicia right there. The setting is perfect. The venue perfect. Nigga Bam walk up to Mouse. Say, bro. Say, man, what's the deal with you? Mouse like, what you mean, man? What you mean what I mean, man? What's the deal? Mouse, what you mean? Nigga, Bam fired on him. Pop! Hit that nigga dead in his nose. Mouse dropped on the ground. And nigga, Bam, stumping him. Don't ever play with my cousin. Man, I beat the shit out you. Stumping a nigga. My nigga, I'm such a bitch-ass nigga, sucker nigga, that I'm happy I see my man getting stumped by my cousin badly. His girlfriend crying. Felicia crying. I'm happy. That's how much of a bitch-ass nigga I was. Now Bam is really doing Mouse like Kane did the nigga and Odor did the nigga on Menace. Like when the niggas came to the door in the projects and or asked about his sister shit, nigga stumped the shot of him. Yeah, that's how the nigga getting done on there. Out there in front of the school. So Bam stumping the nigga. Don't play with my cousin, man. Kid, like kicking him and talking. Stumping the nigga. The nigga mouse nose bleeding. A nigga grab like a security type nigga grab Bam. And like just hold his arms and then it's like, you going to the principal's office. They took Bam. And they took the nigga, what's his name, got beat up so bad, they took him too. They took fucking Mouse. So I go through the day not knowing what's going on. Like, I don't know anything that's going on. I haven't seen Mouse. I haven't seen Bam. I haven't seen nothing. So I get home. Oh, niggas, none of the niggas was fucking with me either. None of the sixth graders, nobody was fucking with me. I heard from niggas all day, so I called. When I got home, I called the nigga, Mouse, and I was like, yo, what's good? Nigga Mouse like, hey, man, what was that shit about with your cousin, man? I'm like, hey, I kept it real with Mouse. Like, my nigga, I got that done to you, man. I apologize, man. Like, I was in my feelings about the Felicia shit, and I lied to my cousin and told him you stole money from me. So he did that to you, man. Nigga Mouse, like, it was quiet on the phone for like 5 minutes, just both niggas quiet. After I told him why I did it, about the Felicia shit, the nigga was like, man, you dead to me, man. You dead to me, man. If niggas catch you, man, it's on. I don't give a fuck about none of that, man. That's some bitch ass shit. I said, nigga, you ain't gonna do nothing to me. You know who my cousin is, nigga? I'm in a tough nigga bag now. Like, this what I've been waiting for. I've been waiting for us to be mad at each other. I said, nigga, you know who my cousin is? Nigga Mouse like, don't let us catch it out your cousin, man. Please don't let it catch it out your cousin. I said, nigga, you ain't ever gonna catch me without my cousin, bitch ass nigga. Like, I'm in my street nigga bag now, sixth grader in a tough nigga bag. Hey, where you see me, I'ma have Bam with me, nigga, and you'll be back in the nurse office. That nigga Mouse like, bro, don't let us catch you, bro. You know it can't catch you at school, but bro, don't let us catch you. Yeah. Oh, you ain't catching shit, nigga. You don't be in the nurse's office again. We going back and forth arguing. Nigga hung up on me. Nigga banged it on me. I hung the phone up in my room. Phone ring. It's Bam Mama Teresa talking to my mama in the kitchen on the phone. Teresa like, you know Bam got expelled. Nigga, my stomach dropped. Bam got fucking expelled from school. Now that whole J Prince Suge Knight pass I had with niggas is gone. I could get touched now for all the shit I just talked on the phone to this nigga, what's her name? Nigga might go upside my head when I get back to school. All the like, niggas might really go upside my shit. So I'm like, oh. Instantly got sick. I'm about to throw up, like, oh. Yeah, he got expelled. He talked to my mama. Why he get expelled? He got in like 4 fights already. Cause that was his 4th fight. He had been fighting like the whole. I'm like, oh my God. What the fuck I'ma do now, dog? Fuck. So the next day, Tuesday, I get to school. Suzuki pull up. Mama let me out. No groups there. You know, I usually be the niggas I fuck with be in the front. The group, but see, they not there. Nobody standing there. Mouse not even there Monday. I mean Tuesday. He's not even there. No nigga in that group is. Every nigga in the group is there, but they not fucking with me. So I feel weird. You know what I'm saying? Niggas not fucking with me at all. I go home that Tuesday. And I'm there. Cause my grandma used to. It's a Kroger, like, on the corner, like, where I lived at. It was a Kroger. So, my grandma would, like, every now and then have us go walk and get some. Go get some milk. Go get some cereal. Go get some bread. So, that Tuesday after school, my grandma was like, I'm going to give y'all $20. Go get me some bread. And y'all could take the other 10, or whatever left over, go get y'all some pizza from CC. CC is nasty as shit. It's his pizza place. But we fucked with it for some reason. It's trash in hindsight. So, I'm like, all right. She's like, take your little brother. So, hopped on a bike, head to CC's with my little brother. Go inside, walk up to the door, go inside CC's. Who I see in CC's? I see fucking Mouse. I don't know why I keep calling him Dikembe in the story. His name was Domingo, not Dikembe. So his name was Domingo. I see the African nigga's name was Domingo. I see Mouse, Domingo, and these two other niggas at a table. And Felicia. They all at the table. I go inside CC's. Nigga, my heart dropped. As soon as I walked in, Mouse and them looked at me. I fake act like I ain't see them niggas. Could I get a pepperoni? I'm acting like I'm having a hard time deciding what pizza I want. But I really know what I want, but I'm acting dumb. Yeah, let me get a pepperoni. Let me get a cheese. Like, I'm taking long as hell. Acting like I'm telling my little brother, get your food. Holding my little brother's shirt back, like, doing weird shit. Acting weird as hell, because I don't want to go sit by niggas or want niggas to make eye contact with me. You know they looking at me, so... Finally get my piece to go sit down with my little brother. That nigga Mouse looking at me the whole time, like smirking. Nigga get come to my table, like, let me holler at you real quick, man. Nigga by the bathroom. Like, so man, what's good with you, man? I'm like, I'm just chilling, man. I just can't get some pizza. So, what's all the shit you were talking on the phone on Monday night, man? What's up with it, man? Hey, man, I don't know, man. My bad. Nigga Mouse said, well, your cousin, man. Heard he got the spit, huh? Like, yeah, he got expelled. Where he at now? I said, shit, I don't know. He probably at the house playing Resident Evil or something, Madden on. Nigga Mouse like, all right, man, you know I got to do to you, right? I'm like, nah. I got to go upside your head, man, so... You gonna eat first, or what you gonna do? Y'all gonna eat, and then we gonna take it outside, or what we're trying to do? I said, man, let me eat. We handle it after I eat. Like, all right. Nigga walked away. I went back to the table. My nigga, I ate for four. No kidding, y'all. I might have ate for 3 hours, my nigga, just to avoid this ass whooping. Because I thought if I waited, ate, and took a long... I'm taking 3 hours on one piece of pizza, just talking to my little brother about nothing. Yo, you trying to play the game? Want to play Golden Hour? We get back. Just making shit up. Just talking to this nigga. He getting irritated with me. Just talking to the nigga for an hour. Talking to my little brother for 2 hours about nothing. Just trying to avoid having to fight them niggas. So I finally said, fuck it. I can't stay here for 4 hours. I got to get back to my grandma. My grandma probably worried. So I get up. As soon as I get up, the Domingo, Mouse, all them niggas get up. Felicia get up. I walk outside. That nigga Mouse followed me. All the niggas followed me. Nigga Mouse. We get outside. That nigga Mouse like, alright, bruh. At least Mouse was a real enough nigga. He gave my little brother $2 and he told him to go back in the CC's and play the game. Gave the nigga $2. Go play the game right quick. Gave my brother $2. My little brother walked back inside the CC's. Nigga Mouse pulled me to the side for the CC's pizza. All that shit you was talking, man. I said, man, I was like, I'm sorry, man. Nigga said, it ain't no sorry. Nigga fired on me. Dead in my stomach. He hit me in the stomach so hard, I said, mama, I started calling for my mama. I don't know why I did that. Nigga kicked me in my leg, shin. Nigga fired on me. All the niggas was firing on me. Beating the shit out of me, dog. Bad, too. Badly. Badly. I'm talking about bad niggas beat the fuck out of me. Dikembe, Mouse, and these two other niggas beat the shit out of me. It was commotion. All the people in CC's came out. Them niggas ran off. My little brother was crying. It was commotion. I had to ride my, some lady gave me a ride home. When I got to the door, my grandma was like, what happened? My grandma was crying. I had a fucking swollen eye. Nigga was fucked up. It was like they jumped me. I couldn't tell her it was mouse. My grandma liked mouse, so I couldn't tell her it was mouse. Just like they jumped me. I got jumped at the store. My grandma was just like, see, that's why I can't have you. Like, I had to make a story up to make to get mouse out of it. My grandma was like, yeah, you ain't going to the store no more. My grandma was crying. My mama came home crying. I had a black eye. I got fucked up. But it was because of my doings. That's what my mama and them didn't know. I got a nigga lined up and I deserve this. On some middle school street nigga shit. I deserve this beating. So I'm like, man, fuck that, my nigga. Tomorrow I'm going, like, I know I don't got a BAM no more tomorrow, so I gotta show niggas I can stand on my own. So tomorrow when I go to school, somebody getting hands put on them, my nigga. I don't give a fuck who it is. Somebody getting beat up, somebody getting injured. I don't give a fuck who the fuck it is. Domingo, any of these niggas. Mouse. Something happening to a nigga when I get to school in the morning, because I gotta make an example. BAM is no longer there. I lost that J Prince pass. Somebody getting beat up. I don't give a fuck if it's the smallest nigga at the school. Somebody gotta get there. I don't give a fuck who it is. So I got a black eye. I go to bed crying. I'm crying. I'm stressed out. I'm like, my nigga, when I get to school, I'm gonna fuck mouse up bad. I don't give a fuck if I get jumped again. Something gotta happen to niggas. Get up in the morning. I don't even throw on a. I throw on like some dirty ass. Like, I go in a hamper and just throw on some fucking shit. Like, I'm on my pretty street nigga shit. Sixth grade street nigga shit. I throw on a dirty ass fucking khakis. Not creased. The hoodie. Like the school hoodie that they give us. I don't even. Because we could wear the school hoodie. You can't wear a hoodie if it don't have a school name. I'm throwing a school hoodie. I'm going to drop me off at school. Pull off in the front. The group is there. They always be standing there. My group of niggas. That I be chilling with, that I walk to that group. I said, Mouse, what's up, nigga? Nigga, like, what's the deal, man? I got a black. Me, both of us got a black eye. Because he got his ass with Monday. I got my ass with Wednesday. Or was it Tuesday? Like, what's up, nigga? Like, what's the deal with you, man? Like, nigga, what's up? Nigga, like, what's the deal? Fired on him. Like, immediately ran over and fired on the nigga. Nigga fell kind of. He ain't fall, but he kind of tripped back. Nigga fired on me. Fired on the nigga again. We fight. Like, now we fighting. We just squabbing. Like, me and this nigga really fighting. I'm trying to really beat the shell. I'm crying while beating this nigga ass. Trying to beat this nigga ass. Like, that's how emotions was in this shit. Crying. Trying to beat this nigga ass. You bitch ass nigga. Fight me. Fighting him. Two security niggas come break us up. Break us up. Y'all going to the office. One nigga security nigga had me, other security nigga had Mouse. We talking. While we going to the security office getting took, we talking to each other. Nigga, fuck you. Nigga, like, fuck you, man. Bitch, man. Pussy ass nigga, man. Nigga going in on me. I'm talking shit to him. We getting walked to the office. We get to the office. The nigga tell us, it's the two niggas. The niggas that had us held us, they said, sit right here. I guess we was in the principal office. Sit here. And wait. So I'm sitting on one side of the room, Mouse sitting on the other side of the room, and it's like another nigga that was in there waiting too. I don't know who the fuck he was. He was just in there. So me and Mouse just sitting there waiting for like 5 minutes, looking across from each other. I'm looking at Mouse, he looking at me. Other nigga just in the middle, just doing shit. I don't know what the fuck he was doing. We just looking, talking shit. You pussy, man. I'm calling him pussy. You pussy, nigga. We still waiting. We still waiting for somebody to come. Then it just goes to a silent. It just gets silent. Silent, silent, silent. Like, all of a sudden, that other nigga that's in there. Remember I told you, I said another nigga that was in there, that in the middle of us. That nigga, he was acting weird the whole time, but that nigga just all of a sudden start. Me and Mouse just still quiet, just looking at each other. Nigga making a beat on the fucking, the other nigga making a beat on the table, me and Mouse just looking at each other. We just looking like, what the fuck is this nigga doing? Nigga making a beat. His diamonds all in your face. Start singing.
on third culture slang and bird. Me and Mouse just trying to stay mad at each other, looking at each other, getting mad. Trying to stay mad. So just shine, just shine, just shine, just shine for me. Rolling 20 inches on the bird. Me and Mouse, we still looking at each other, trying to stay mad. That smirk coming up. Nigga seen the hook again. Like, me and Mouse just looking at each other across from the room, trying to stay mad, but we want to smirk so bad because we love this song so much. The nigga still playing it. Just shine, just shine, just shine, just shine for me. They rolled 20 inches on the bird. I said, fuck it. 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 I said, diamonds twinkle like a star. Sipping drink, we call it ball. Blue like a red, don't touch my car. Clover, then fucking Mouse joins in with me. Clover, Jesus, what we are. Pull yellow bones in word. We doing a verse together like we first met. You know what I mean? We verbing, y'all. I love the ball up. Doing a verse together, spitting it. I love the ball up in the mall. See my rocks when I smile. Doing a verse like we smiling at laughing. Like we stand up in the principal office or wherever the fuck we was waiting. Ripping grain, showing back ass. Peace and change. We on some Jada kissing style shit. Other nigga doing a beat. Body and shit. It's diamonds all in your face. He on the hook, like, we in there rapping, going, freestyling for about 20 minutes, still waiting for somebody to come tell us what the fuck we in trouble for. When the principal came in, we was already cool and over the shit. Principal came in, was like, did y'all just have a fight? We're like, nah, we ain't had no fight. We ain't had no fight. Pieced it up, nigga. Hug my nigga. Both of us got black eyes. Hug my nigga. We laughing. Went through the rest of that day cool. They sent us back to class. Went through the rest of that day cool. Lunch together. Everything was straight, man. And that song shit. The reason I think this story is so important is because music, right? Music brings people together, man. All walks of life. Like, hip-hop in general, you know what I'm saying? All walks of life. Man, that man was in a crazy situation where, like, I found a way to make it sound comical and, like, it was to make it seem lighter than it was, but it was actually very serious, like that jumping shit. And I was going to tell Bam, and it could have got taken somewhere that it didn't need to be, but music saved that situation. I'm a kid all the way from California, and music saved that situation. Me sitting there learning that song. Music brought me and that dude Mouse together. And it helped that situation. So that's why I think this story is so important. Also, the reason I think this story is so important. My man Mouse was killed that summer. You know what I'm saying? A child taken in 2000. July 2000. My man Mouse was killed. So this story is very important to me. It's probably one of my favorite stories. Shout out to Houston, Texas. Agus Holmes. Like I said, South Park, Third Ward. Edward, Southwest, Northwest, East Side Houston. You know. Shout out to the Twins, Southwest Houston. I'll be in South Park too. Houston, my second home. Free Bam, my cousin Bam, been in prison for about the last 10 years, man. Free Bam. Agus Holmes, what up? Yeah, I go to Frenchie's too. Get some fried chicken, man. Listen, man, this is what I want y'all to do for Mouse, right? I want y'all to, y'all don't gotta grab no lean or nothing. You know what I'm saying? I don't want y'all to kill yourselves. Go grab a Fanta or something purple. You know, get some ice. Get some heavy ice. Put that motherfucker in a tube, in a styrofoam. Double it up. Grab an Astros hat. Grab some fucking Air Maxes. Grab a white tee. And shit, post something up for my man. It don't even gotta be no lean or nothing. Just make it look like something. Because we in Houston right now. You know what I'm saying? Pour it up and send my nigga rest in peace if y'all can, man. Rest in peace, Pimp C. Rest in peace, Big Mo. You know I know who Big Mo is. Fat Pat. Rest in peace, DJ Screw. Wanna be a baller. Rest in peace, Big T. Come on, man.
Come on, man. I really was in Houston, so I love the culture, man. Rest in peace to all the niggas, the fallen soldiers in Houston. This is for y'all, man. This is for my nigga. It's for my nigga Mouse, man. I'm getting a little choked up, man. Just shine. Just shine, just shine, just shine for me. Rolling 20 inches on the bird. Posey Black Compass, man. Posey is not for sale. I see y'all episode 3. Diamonds all in your face.
Looking at the sun.